If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Addison Yates is going to check in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home as we switch quarters. Yates, a 5'8 sophomore. Peyton Husky also comes back in for the Lady Bombers as well. And I believe Marion brought in a couple subs as well. One is Tashley Milo, a 5'6 senior. She threw it in from the near sideline to Delaney. We are back underway. Ball goes up top now to Milo. By the way, Taylor Lee also checked in for the Marion. Ball goes over to Montgomery. She was trying to throw it, I think, to Delaney, but she was nowhere near that pass, so an unforced turnover against Marion. That's their fourth turnover of the night. We are 15 seconds into the second quarter. Mountain Home with a chance to take their first lead of the evening on this possession. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. She'll take the screen, dribble towards the top, finds Foreman cutting into the lane for the layup off the glass. Little strong, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Milo. She's quickly back the other way. Milo slows it up the offense, now throws over to Delaney up top. Now back over to Milo, down to McAdory just outside the lane. Her pass to Lee was knocked away by Gilbert. Ball goes out of bounds on the baseline. It will be Marion keeping possession with 7:17 left in the first half. Again, we're tied up at 8. Here is Lee triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. She'll throw it up top to Milo. Now over to Delaney on the left side. She drills towards the elbow. Now gives it back up top to Milo. Over on the right side, it goes to Lee. Up top to Delaney. Delaney dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 7:03 left in the first half. Addison Yates picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 2 against the Lady Bombers. So Kiana Delaney at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. First shot is up. No good. So one more chance for Delaney to give Marion the lead back. Mountain Home has yet to lead in this game. A bad 2 ties so far. The second shot goes up and in. And Marion back on top, 9-8. 7 minutes left in the first half. Gilbert into the front court, gives it to Husky, who sets up the offense. Husky dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Martin. Martin dribbles up to the top. Over to Husky in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with her first 3 points of the night. Our first lead change of the evening. Lady Bombers on top, 11-9, 6:40 left in the first half. Here's Milo with it on the right wing. Throws down to McAdory in the corner. Now McAdory is going to go down towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. I think it just dribbled off her foot. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. That's the fifth turnover against Marion. Mountain Home gets it back, leading 11-9, 6:28 left of the first half. Martin takes an inbound pass, brings it into the front court, dribbles to the left side, now goes back up to the top, finds Husky on the right. Husky takes the screen from Foreman, throws it to Yates up the top, over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to go down towards the lane, and looks like she's going to draw contact well before any shot attempt, so Mountain will inbound it on the baseline with 6:12 left of the first half. That foul is on Taylor Lee, her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Patriots. McAdory is coming out of the game. She's being replaced. I'm trying to see if I can see who that is. I'll tell you in just a moment. Gilbert will actually go inbound on the far sideline. I thought he was going inbound on the baseline. Ball goes to Husky, now to Martin. She has it on the left wing. Ball throw up top to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the right side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Over to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the jumper near the elbow. Good. Kate Gilbert with 7 points. 13-9, Mountain Home leading it. 5:52 left of the half. By the way, that was Jala Henderson checking in for Marion a little bit ago, a 5'10 sophomore. Here's Delaney with it across the timeline. Dribbles towards the right elbow. Finds Henderson in the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Kate Gilbert. She's quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Throws it down to Foreman. Finds Yates in the lane for the layup. Good. And Shunda Johnson over on the far sideline has seen enough. She wants a timeout. We'll break with 5:29 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 15-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Marion scored the first point of this quarter on a free throw. Since then, Mountain Home has gone on a 7-0 run. They lead 15-9 right now with less than 5.5 minutes left of the first half. Here's Delaney into the front court for the Lady Patriots. Throws over on the right side to Milo. Now up top it goes to Lee. Over to Delaney on the left wing. Down the corner to Lee. Lee will dribble toward the wing. Now throws up the three-pointer. No good. A little strong. And the rebound's chased down by Addison Yates. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert across the timeline. Has it on the right side. Throws it to Yates near the top. Now she's heading down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Martin. She dribbles between the circles. Dribbles over to the right side. Down into the corner. Now to Yates. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds tipped to Gilbert. She throws it to Foreman. For the layup. Good. And a great Swarman with 5 points off the assist by Kate Gilbert. 4:40 left in the first half. Mountain Home with an 8-point lead, 17-9 our score. Here's Milo throwing it down to Jala Henderson, and an offensive foul. Just used her body a little too much there to draw get called for the charge. Her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Marion, and that is their 6th turnover of the night. Less than 4.5 minutes left of the first half. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 8. Husky into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Now gives it to Martin, who lost the handle of it. Ball still loose, and it's going to be a jump ball. But fortunately for Mountain Home, the possession arrow is pointing to them. So Lady Bombers will keep possession with 4:17 left of the half. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets into Martin. Martin drills to the left elbow, throws over to Husky on the left wing. She'll take the screen from Foreman, throws up top to Yates, over to Gilbert on the right. Yates takes the screen, throws up top to Foreman, over to Martin on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with her first 3 points. Mountain Home on a 12-0 run right now. 20-9 they're leading it with less than 4 minutes left of the half. Here is Lee throwing it to Montgomery in the left corner. Montgomery dribbles towards the lane, going to pull up for the leaning jumper. No good, and the ball is tipped around, and the rebound finally controlled by Peyton Husky, and back on the Lady Bombers. Husky's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Tashley Milo picks up her first personal foul. That's the last foul Marion has to give. The next foul will put Mount Tom in the bonus. 3:37 left of the first half. Micaiah McAdory and Mariah Robinson checking back in for Marion as Kiana Delaney and Jala Henderson both take a seat. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the right side. She dribbles to the elbow, throws up top Yates. Yates going to try for the three-pointer. No good, and ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Marion's basketball with 3:22 left. Emily Payne's going to check back in for the Lady Bombers as Emma Martin will take a seat. 20-9, Lady Bombers. Leading it, 3:22 left of the half. Here's Milo into the front court for the Lady Patriots. Dribbles to the right wing. Now throws it to Robinson. Now it goes to McAdory in the lane. No good, her jumper, but Joy Montgomery was right there for the tip-in. Off the glass and in. She now has 6 points, and that breaks Marion's long scoring drought. Less than 3 minutes left. It is 20-11, Mountain Home leading it. Gilbert with it on the left wing, dribbling down towards the paint. Actually, drill down into the corner, pull up for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Kate Gilbert now with 9 points. 22-11, Mountain Home leading it. 2:38 left in the half. Milo with the ball on the left wing for the Lady Patriots. And a foul away from the ball. I believe they're going to get Yates with that one. That is Addison Yates' second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. She's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Kyra Penn. Milo inbounds it. Well, she was going to inbound it, but she couldn't find anyone to get into, and so 5 seconds is called, and Mountain Home's going to get it back with 2.5 minutes left of the first half, leading by 11. Seventh turnover against Marion tonight. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Gets some distance between her and her defender. Ball goes over to Payne on the right side. Payne takes a screen from Foreman. Dribbles near the three-point line. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Ball is tipped away by Marion. Penn is able to chase it down, and now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:07 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Marion 22-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home kind of lost their composure on that last play. They were getting they were close to turning it over, but they kept possession with it. But Dale Leonard wanted to call a timeout just to make sure that sells his team down. Right now, it's been all Mountain Home, though. They lead 22-11 with 2:07 left to play in this first half. Gilbert will inbound the ball on the near sideline, gets into Martin. We are back underway. Martin drills to the left wing. Now, about lost the handle of the ball. Is able to get it back. Her pass to Husky in the corner was knocked away by Milo. It goes out of bounds right in front of the Marion bench. Mountain Home will inbound it with 1:57 left in the half. Gilbert will trigger the pass. Gets into Husky on the right wing. On the left wing, excuse me. Now, looks like Marion's kind of switched to his own defense. Now Martin has up at the top. Now she'll give it to Husky, back to Martin. Martin's going to dribble down to Lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Marion's basketball with 1:41 left of the half. Milo quickly back the other way for the Lady Patriots. Throws up top to Montgomery, over to Brister on the left wing. Down to Robinson on the low block. She goes into lane, puts up the hook shot, no good. And it's going to be a jump ball on the rebound. Marion will have the ball in possession arrow with 1:26 left in the half. Milo will inbound it on the baseline. So 11-point lead for Mountain Home. Milo looking for somewhere to throw it. Now she'll get it up top to Montgomery. Now Montgomery dribbles to the left elbow, going into lane for the turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound control by Anna Grace Foreman. She'll give it to Martin, who will bring it into the front court. 22-11, Lady Bombers with the ball and the lead. Martin finds Gilbert on the left side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Skip pass to Husky on the right wing. Down to Penn. Now to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to drill towards the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Kate Gilbert already in double figures with 11 points. 24-11, Mountain Home leading it. 50 seconds left of the half. Here's Milo into the front court for the Lady Patriots. Dribbles to the right side. Now gives up top to Brister, just near the free throw line. Now back over to Milo on the right wing. Milo drills toward the corner, goes back out on the wing. Now the ball goes up top to Brister. Down to McAdory on the low block. She puts up the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Foreman. She'll kick it out to Martin. Back on the Lady Bombers. Over to Gilbert into the front court. And Kyra Penn back to Gilbert for the layup. Shot was blocked by Montgomery. She's able to get the ball. Back comes Marion. 15 seconds left. Montgomery is going to dribble down towards the lane and draw a little blocking foul from Emma Martin. 12.8 seconds left to play in the half. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four, against the Lady Bombers. It wasn't a shooting foul, so Marion will inbound it. Again, 12.8 seconds left on the clock. Montgomery inbounds it to McAdory in the left corner. Now to Milo. Milo drills between the circles. 5 seconds left. They're going to have to hurry up and get the shot off. I don't know if they realize how much time's left. Now Milo loses the handle of the ball. They're not going to get the shot off before the half. Boy, it took a while before they realized how much time, how little time was left on the clock, and then Milo kind of panicked there a little bit and lost the handle of the ball. And Mount Holmes going to go into the locker room with a 13-point lead. Our score at the break. Mountain Home leading Marion 24-11. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.